Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
You know, one of my least favorite holidays on the calendar is, and it's no surprise to my family, is Halloween. I'm not sure when it started because I remember being a teenager and still running door to door with that pillowcase slip begging for candy from our immediate neighborhood. Fact is, we never thought of getting our parents to drive us to another neighborhood like what I hear today with kids being driven to places like Lunbar Hills and some tucked away little cul-de-sacs that are supposed to be safe. Safe. Now, there's a word that struck a touch of angst in parents at the turn of the 90s with apples full of stuff we don't want to talk about. In fact, I heard a story today about some drugs that can be disguised as candy. Yikes. Example number one on my list. Next, since I'm not a big fan of masks, COVID or otherwise, people will do the darndest things when you put a face of another creature on them. Not all, I know, but all you have to do is drive a cab one night a year and that'll be all the proof you need. Then there's the plethora on TV of Halloween 1, 2, 3, and 4, along with Jason and the Chainsaw Guy and all the gangs that appear on every TV station on our cable. I do have to admit, though, I have a couple of favorites, and who doesn't like Beetlejuice, for example? What is it that people, you know, like to do to scare the stuff out of them? My oldest son, and God bless him, watches them and finds them humorous. I'd watch one and have a dream that would last into the wee hours of the morning. It's bad enough that we have the Night of the Living Dead walking the streets of Eureka night and day. Things are bad in the daytime. You got to hang around after midnight and see what's going on. Back to my yellow cab days will prove that from midnight to 5. You know, they crawl out and make those sounds. Well, you know, I usually leave the house in the morning and tell my beloved to listen to my community comment at about 5 before the hours of 7, 8, and 9. I give her the frequency so she can even change from her easy listening classics on 95.5. I have to tell you, I won't be asking her to tune in this morning because Mrs. Jones is, well, Mrs. Halloweeny. In another life, before her retirement, she'd go to work dressed up like all kinds of things, witches, pirates, and she'll have the front door all set up for trick-or-treat and do it with a smile while I watch Monday Night Football. Just those words, trick-or-treat, ought to tell you something. Well, I'll put a smile on and go to Mimi's Halloween parade at Freshwater Elementary School on Monday and enjoy it with a lot of other parents and grandparents. But in the back of my head, I'll always celebrate Halloween as the last day I ever drove a yellow cab 22 years ago to this day. It's been Mike Jones for Community Comment. Boo to you.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.